This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, social life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the social lifestyle in the Islamic lifestyle or the social aspect of the Islamic lifestyle. We know that as a human being, we need to live in a society, and the thing which differs between the human beings and the animals is that the human beings, they live in a society, they socialize with the people, and the way they socialize, animals do not do. We can see that, for example, even if there are a group of animals which some might say they also have a social life, they live with the family, they live with the kids, for example, the family of lions or the other animals. But the difference is that we can see that they never had any kind of advancements in their life. Whereas human beings, when they're living in a family, they have changed. Their lifestyle is being changed, and there is an advancement in the life. Therefore, this is what we see, that because human beings are socializing or social animals, the way we say, so the difference between the human beings and the animals is that the human beings, they socialize. Therefore, Islam has paid attention to this social aspect of the lifestyle, and it gives an order to have a good relation with the parents, with the neighbors, with the people in the society, at the place where we work. Therefore, we need to be very much careful. And on top of that, when we talk about the society, we must be careful about the society. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the social aspect of Islamic lifestyle, and we said that because human beings are the social animals and they socialize, therefore they must be careful when they're socializing in the society. Now, when we look at the Islamic teachings, there is something which is being said, and that is that when you're living in a society, and when you have the money and the power, or maybe if you're related to a political, group, or you have become an important person, therefore you must be humble, you must show humbleness, and do not show arrogance towards people. Do not be arrogant, because Shaitan or the Iblis or evil or Satan was the first person who became arrogant when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him to socialize with the human beings and to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. So the Quran says, Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin, that he denied to do that, and then he became, obviously, he denied to do that because of the arrogancy. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِينَ, and he was from the disbelievers. Therefore, we need to be humble when we are dealing with each other, when we are having relation with each other, when we are talking to each other. Therefore, we need to be humble to each other. We need to be downwards when we are talking to each other, when we are socializing with each other, so that the love comes between us, so that the love spreads amongst the people, and so that we do not have disputes. In order to ignore the disputes and be away from the disputes, it is necessary to be humble, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.